Jump up and down and move it all around. Shake your hand to the sound, put your hands on the ground. Take one step left and one step right. One to the front and one to the side. Clap your hands once and clap your hands twice. And if it looks like this, then you're doing it right. A little bit of Monica in my life. A little bit of Erica by my side. A little bit of Rita's all I need. A little bit of Tina's what I see. A little bit of Sandra in the sun. A little bit of Mary all night long. A little bit of Jessica, here I am. A little bit of you makes me your man. A little bit of Monica in my life. A little bit of Erica by my side. A little bit of Rita's all I need. A little bit of Tina's what I see. A little bit of Sandra in the sun. A little bit of Mary all night long. A little bit of Jessica, here I am. A little bit of you makes me your man.
You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. We are Calories That Don't Count. My name is Chad.
I'm Teresa.
And yeah, let's have a good show today. Welcome back, guys. Hope you're all having a good night.
This is our third episode.
Thanks for tuning in. We currently have 9 of you out there. Or no, 15?
No, I 9? Think that's 3.
No, we have 2 current listeners. Or maybe 9. I don't know.
Wait, is it?
It's 2 right here.
Oh.
So, yeah. How's it going? How's your week, T?
Not too bad. I don't really remember what I did.
Yeah, it's like Thursday and you don't know. That's fair, actually.
Yeah, I won my floor hockey game on Monday, and I lost my softball game yesterday.
Wait, are you an athlete?
Intramural.
Oh.
Yeah.
So for those of you who don't know, I don't know who's listening, but Teresa is a D1 field hockey player. She's currently a NARP, though. NARP stands for non-athletic regular person, because she's a senior. And no longer plays for the field hockey team, but she channels all that aggression into her floor hockey league, where she is at the top of the standings. Her team, Vishockety, shout out to Vishockety.
Woo!
They are dominating. They've mercy ruled almost every team that they've played. So yeah.
Yeah. funny story about floor hockey, actually. So I've been playing field hockey for like 10 years. And I can't say that I've gotten, like, I mean, I guess not including that one time I broke my thumb, but I haven't gotten, like, a very, very, like, bad injury, like, nothing, like, leg-related where I, like, needed crutches or anything, something like that. But last week in my floor hockey game, it's a little bit different than field hockey because you can, like, use your feet, kind of like your feet, like it's okay if the ball hits your feet. So in my floor hockey game, it's like a soft plastic ball, and I stepped on it, and I really, really rolled my ankle, and I went down, and I literally thought it was the end.
I can attest. I was reffing that game. Okay, so I'm also a ref for the Floor Hockey League. I don't know how that happened, but whatever. When she went down, like, I was terrified. I thought, like, okay, so a little bit of backstory. The beginning of the semester, me and T go hiking. We go hiking, right? We had talked about it for a bit. It was, like, sunny out. So, we're like, oh, like, this would be a great day to go for a hike. So, we go to, like, this, like, I don't know, like...
It's the Delaware Water Gap.
So Delaware Water Gap.
It's, like, north of Lafayette. So, it's towards the Poconos. And, like, I didn't realize that, like... I mean, like, it makes sense, but it's, like, colder near the mountains than it is not near the mountains. So I didn't realize that it would be like completely iced over when we got there, and it was it was really icy. Like, I don't know if we were just being soft or if it was like, we were like the trail we took was like kind of a loop, so we were coming out of like the end of the loop, and we were passing by these girls, and they had I imagine they were probably like gonna take photos of the nature, because I mean it's like a pretty scenic hike, but they were like carrying these like really nice cameras, and they like stopped us. They're like, yo, like, is it like really, really icy? And we were like, yes. Like, it's really, really icy. But they just like continued walking the trail, and we were like, all right, like, was it really, really icy, or are we just soft?
So she didn't really say this, but when we go, we're like halfway through to the trail. It's super icy. I'm wearing NMDs. So if you don't know anything about NMDs, like, the bottom of them is like rubber. So it's like, there's no traction at all. I'm slipping everywhere and just like legitimately thinking I'm going to die. Right. So, so we keep
going. So many things are coming back from that.
It was a time. So we're like walking, and we get to the point where we're supposed to go down so we can get to the water, so we can see the waterfall, which is the whole point that I wanted to go, or that we wanted to, that we picked this trail, right? So we're walking down the staircase, and it's like super icy. So there's like moments where I'm literally just sliding, and like T is like being super careful. we get to, I don't know, like, I want to say 75% of the way down, and like T's in front of me, and she just like slips, and I like, maybe you can explain this better, because like, yeah, for me it was like I thought she was about to die. Like, I was scared.
That was also really painful because I had like this giant like knot in my quad. Like, my body just can't handle the winter, so, like, it just, like, knots up when I try to, like, run outside. I also don't really stretch, so I guess, I mean, that could be, I mean, that's not really important. But, so I had this huge knot in my right quad, and, like, I've slipped, and I, like, kind of went down, and I, like, extreme, like, stretched that part of my quad, like, I stretched it further than I ever had in, like, a few weeks. So I just, like, felt this, like, pull. And I didn't, like, pull anything. It was just, like, I was not prepared for that. So that was really painful. And I was, like, I could literally vomit right now.
Keep in mind, we were in the middle of the trail, right? So, like, this happens. We're going down a slippery staircase.
And I'm, like, I just need to sit.
We literally just...
And we didn't make it down to the waterfall. We were like, it's just not worth it.
We can see it from here.
Yeah, you can hear it.
And then we had this weirdly deep conversation about how we're, like, in this, like, valley. I don't even know.
I probably blocked it out because I was like, oh, that was kind of stupid.
It was whack. So then, in my head, I'm thinking, oh, like, I'm going to have to carry Teresa out of this. And we're both going to die because it's so slippery. But we sit there long enough, and I think she recovers.
Yeah.
So, I, like, say to her, I'm like, I almost lost you there.
Wait. And something just came back to me from that hike when you found, like, that walking stick. So, like, Chad found this, like, really nice walking stick. It looked like somebody had, like, carved it. Like, it was actually really nice. Like, someone, like, carved, like, whittled all of the bark off of it.
There was no bark.
And, like, sanded it. Like, it was so really smooth. So, like, he's walking with his walking stick. Do you remember this? I don't even know how to explain it.
Keep in mind, I'm wearing slippery shoes, right?
So, like, there's literally, like, the trail is completely iced over. So, like, you have to walk, like, on the sides. Because if you walk on the trail, then you're slipping. And if it's, like, if there's an incline, then you're, like...
You're going down.
You're done for. So, Chad's, like, walking on the trail part that's, like, slippery and, like, trying to be super careful. And then he starts slipping. So, he, like... jams his walking stick into the ice, like breaks the ice, and like his feet are like sprawled out behind him, and he's like using his whole body to like pull himself back up to his standing position. Like, I don't even think I do it justice of like describing it, but it was really funny.
Honestly, that stick saved my life that day. I still have it in my room. It's literally propped up next to my bed.
It really did save
I want to paint it, honestly. It's my sublime walking stick.
Like, I honestly don't know what you would have done if you didn't have that stick.
No, honestly, like...
You just would have slid all the way back down the trail.
It was too good. Like, it came at the perfect time and saved my life. I think that stick was sent to me by a previous Chad that knew what I was going to get into.
Yeah.
That's fun stuff. But yeah, all that to say that T doesn't get injured, and she did get injured that day in that field hockey game, floor hockey game.
22 years of my life, I got injured. I woke up like the next morning at like 5 a.m. It was like kind of started swelling, and like I had 8 a.m. lab, so I usually would like wake up at 7, get breakfast, and go to lab. But I woke up at 5, and I was like, I know if I wake up at 7, I'm not going to be able to walk, and I'm not going to make it to lab. So I like, I was like, okay, I need to like ice my ankle, like that helps, right? So I couldn't really put a lot of weight on it. It was still kind of sensitive, so I had to like crawl downstairs.
I literally
crawled. Like, I felt really pathetic. But you gotta do what you gotta do. So I crawled downstairs and I just like sat on my couch and like iced my ankle for like 2 hours. And it was funny because my roommate woke up because she had like practice like at like 7:30. So she like woke up like got herself ready, like, walked downstairs, and I'm, like, sitting there. At, like, it's, like, before 7 still. I'm just, like, sitting there. And she's like,
You good? She was not good.
Oh, yeah. We're good now, for the most part.
I can attest for, not full recovery, but they had a floor hockey game, and T crushed it, so.
Thanks.
Gotta represent for calories that don't count. Shout out to the people listening right now. I think there's 3 or 4 of you. Feel free to call in, 610-330-5316. We'd love to hear from you. Give us some suggestions on what you guys want to hear or talk about.
Should we play a song?
Yeah, let's do that. What are you feeling?
I don't know. I picked the first one. What are you feeling?
Okay, true. All right, how about Andy actually sent me a song. Let's see what Andy said to play. It's called Intro by the XX.
I hope it's clean.
It is, I think. Let's find out.
I guess there's only one way to find out.
It's not explicit. So here we go. This is Intro by the XX. Compliments of Andy Nee, my friend from home. Thank you.
Here's a quick ad from our sponsors. Dad, we're starved. Is the food done yet?
Let me check. Almost, Josh.
Russ, come on. Serve up those burgers. Look how brown they are.
Mike, you can't tell if they're safe to eat by the color of the meat.
Hey, is that a meat thermometer? It looks like one of them kids' video games.
It's digital. You can set it, and it beeps when the meat is perfectly cooked.
Leave it to you to own the most cutting-edge barbecue technology in town.
You better believe it when it comes to keeping our kids safe.
Good point. Hey, where can I get one of those?
In the supermarket, a department store, or even online. You don't need a fancy thermometer, just one that works.
No way. You're not... You're not having all the fun. I'm getting one of those. Do they come with ringtones? Dad, is it done yet?
Beep. 160 degrees. Perfectly cooked, perfectly safe. You can't tell by looking. Use a food thermometer to be sure. For more information, visit www.isitdoneyet.gov.
So, yeah. You can't, there's no way to tell if your meat is safe. So, get a meat thermometer.
You gotta, you know, check. Take care of your meat. Check your meat. Here's Unwritten by Natasha Bedingfield.
Feel it for you, only you can let it in. No one else.
So that song, unwritten by Natasha Bedingfield, is dedicated to my lab report. It was due about 5 days ago. Yeah.
Oh, goodness.
It's a rough...
Senior spring, baby. Senior spring.
Very unmotivated.
So I don't know if I didn't have my headphones in, so I didn't hear the playback of the show, but yeah, we got a call to play MC Hammer Can't Touch This, so that'll be coming up shortly, but we just wanted to cut in and say hello to our viewers again, say what's up. So we don't really know who it was that called. They didn't give a name. Oh, we have another caller right here. One second.
Put on speakerphone.
Hello. Hi, you're talking to Calories That Don't Count?
Do you guys have a topic you're talking about?
Oh, it's Jija.
Oh, so this... Oh, goodness. Hold on one second.
Wait, did you request that song, Jeech?
Was that you?
What?
That requested Can't Touch This.
No, that wasn't me.
Oh.
Wait, who requested that? Allie, maybe?
Oh, maybe that was Allie. She, like...
It probably was her.
I don't know. So, yeah, we have a topic. It's more just... playing off of what you guys give us and how we feel at the time.
Do you have any questions for us, Jija?
Yeah, there's no set like genre or anything we're going for. We're kind of just feeling it out. Do you have any questions for us? Yeah.
I really hope I'm not.
Are you on the air? Yes, you are on the air.
We think.
Oh my god, this is so embarrassing.
No, you're good. I actually just figured out how to make it so that like everyone can hear you.
Oh, okay, that's awesome. I'm really excited.
So like, do you have any questions for us, or are you just calling to check in?
Yeah, I was just checking in. I was just definitely just wondering what song. Genre I should request, who I can hear my song.
I think it's pretty open. Feel free to request whatever you want. Mm-hmm. We're gonna probably roast you for it, but we'll play it and talk about it.
Yeah, no problem.
So anything off the top of your head? We do have Can't Touch This queued, because that was a request from a random.
That's coming up next for sure.
Okay. I really don't want to get roasted.
So well, you might not.
If it's a good song.
If it's a good one, yeah.
Yeah, but, like, you know, if we're going any genre, I'm more of, like, an alternative type of gal. I don't know if this is kind of, like, what the vibe is right now.
Honestly.
Any vibe.
Just do you.
Okay, well, you know what? I'm going to do me, and I'm going to play an old song by the Gorillaz.
Oh, let's get it. What's the name?
It's called On Melancholy Hill. Listeners, don't roast me. I'm just here to have a good time. So let me know how that one goes.
Yeah.
I'll definitely be listening because I don't want to get roasted, but you can't win them all, right?
That's very true. So, yeah, thanks for calling. Feel free to call again sometime.
Yeah, don't worry. I might call in 5 minutes.
Beautiful. All right. Thanks again. So, guys, that was a caller named Jija, one of our friends. Thanks, Jija, for calling. We're gonna move through the songs real quick. I'm going to play Can't Touch This by MC Hammer. Hope you guys enjoy.
Can't touch this. Can't touch this. Can't touch this. Can't touch this. My, 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 my music hit me so hard, makes me say, oh my lord, thank you. touch this. Yeah, that's how we living and you know. Can't touch this. Look at my eyes, man. Can't touch this. Yo, let me bust the phone from there. Can't touch this. Fresh new kicks and bands. You got it like that. Now you know you want to dance. So move out of your seat and get a fire going and catch this beat while it's rolling. Hold on. Bump a little bit and let the noise go on. Like that. Like that. This. Give me a song, a rhythm, making them sweat. That's what I'm giving them now. They know, you talk about the hammer, you're talking about a show that's hot and tight. Singles are sweating, so fast, I'm a white or a tape. To learn what's gonna get in the 90s to burn the charts. Legit, either work hard or you might as well quit. That's word, because you know, you can't touch this. You can't touch this.
Chad?
Hello?
Chad?
Can you hear me? Can you hear us?
Hello?
One second. Are you there?
Wait, I can hear myself on the on the internet through the radio. This is wild.
Can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Oh, beautiful. So, what's up? Hello?
This is so bizarre. Hi, guys.
Hi, what's your name? Tell the listeners.
I am Laura. I'm really beautiful. I am a mechanical engineer, and I'm friends with the lovely DJ TC.
Hey.
DJ TC.
So what's good?
I love the name.
How's your night going so far?
Great.
Did you call with a question, a comment, or a recommendation?
Oh, I just wanted to hang out with you guys, but I was too lazy to walk over there.
Fair enough.
Is that not allowed?
No, it's perfectly fine. Give us something to talk about, though. We got to give the viewers what they want.
Okay, well, I just finished my paint by numbers. You know, the adult ones that are, like, really intense?
Yeah. Oh, was that on your, like, Snapchat story or something?
My Instagram story, yes, everyone should follow me, Laura_Robo9. Thank you.
You cannot self-promote. Stop it.
Why am I not allowed to do that?
I don't know. I feel like it's breaking some rule, right?
I don't know.
Maybe. Who knows? Shout out to the seven people currently listening.
Yeah, appreciate it.
What genre of music you guys are?
Did you not hear the same conversation with Gija?
No, I just start to tune in now.
Oh, no.
But, like, can I request anything?
Yeah.
Anything you want.
Any genre.
Okay. I'm a big fan of Kids by MGMT.
Okay. So that'll come.
That song.
Yeah, we can add that
or
to
Mr.
the list.
Or Mr. Brightside by The Killers.
Mr. Brightside.
That's a classic.
That is a classic.
Or anything by Blink 182.
Ooh, okay. Some good taste there. I like
wanna
it.
Throw some punk rock.
All right.
Okay, well, I'll hang up now. You guys continue along with your show. You're doing great. I love you both. I'll see you tomorrow.
Thanks for calling. Keep listening, though. We're not going anywhere.
Oh, of course I'm going to keep listening.
All right, thank you. Bye, Laura.
Bye.
Welcome back, everyone. We are going to read one more quick ad for you guys. When experiencing depression, I couldn't get out of bed or focus. My goals and dreams drifted away. I got my life back through the help of a support group of people who had been where I was. They helped me see that my life wasn't limited, that I could still achieve my dreams. 50,000 people find compassion and encouragement at their local Depression and Bipolar Support Alliance support group. Visit supporthelp.org or call 800-826-3632 to learn more. We've been there. We can help. That was pretty sad.
Yeah.
Had to be done.
All right. For real, though.
Yeah, actually, if you ever do need help, feel free to reach out to that hotline or us, me, DJ, and T.
Yeah. We did kind of have a suggestion last episode where we would try, like, and offer some advice.
No one's.
We have yet to be asked for advice, but I mean, we're ready. So, I mean, if you need advice,
that is fair. I think
you can call us. It can be completely anonymous.
You could. Honestly, you don't have to identify yourself. You could send me a snap if you have me on Snap at epitome of Chad Subtle Flex. Or you could just call into the show. You don't have to say your name. You can ask her for anonymous advice.
Yeah.
I think we've seen a lot of things, done a lot of stuff, been around the world. I don't know. Answer some questions.
Yeah, totally.
And we're both pretty old. Like, we're seniors. So if it's specifically Lafayette questions, we can help you. But also just life stuff in general.
Yeah, I've rolled my ankle. Like, I've been there.
She knows. She understands. But yeah, cool stuff. Thanks for everyone that's listening out there. I can see the online listeners. I don't know your names, but I can tell how many of you there are. But we don't know how many people are listening on the radio. So also shout out to you guys. Hope you're enjoying the show. Also feel free to call in if you have any questions, recommendations, song requests, those types of things.
Comments
are always welcome.
Advice for us, maybe. Like, yeah, I'd love some advice on to host a radio show.
Oh yeah, to all the producers out there that want to tap into this untapped and unrefined talent that we have here.
My name is Teresa Delahanty.
You can find us at Lafayette College.
Yeah, please reach out. Yeah. This is my dream.
I want to get found. Oh goodness, it's always a good time though. Yeah, here at Calories That Don't Count.
Yeah.
Speaking of calories that don't count, have you added anything to the list recently?
Not recently.
To those of you who don't know, we actually, Teresa, let's just give the credit to DJT, started a list of things that don't count, like calories that don't count when you're eating, obviously. Certain things are like...
Should I just...
Yeah, just go for it. My memory is pretty bad.
Here's some of my favorites. Well, number one, ice cream. I firmly believe that ice cream actually makes you hungrier. I mean, I don't know. I can't really speak for everyone, but that's at least what I experience. When you, like, finish someone else's food, those calories don't count. They actually translate over to that person. So, like... If you don't want those extra calories, then finish your food, or else I'll finish it. This one I also take very personally. Any bowl of spaghetti you eat after the first bowl of spaghetti, unless it has, like, meatballs and sauce, that counts. But if it's just, like, spaghetti with plain spaghetti with Parmesan, that doesn't count. Yeah.
What about... okay, so in upper, I have this, like, tendency, let's say, to, at the end of my meal, I'll get two chocolate chip cookies and warm them up in the microwave, and sometimes, when I'm feeling extra, you know, special, I will get a glass of milk, and I'll dip them into the milk, and, have those as, like, a finishing touch. Does that count, or is that okay?
Well, it's actually funny you ask that, because on the list, it says, this doesn't count. Any cookie before quantity 4.
So
you could eat like 2 more if you really wanted to.
And be fine.
Yeah.
I don't think she means that. She stopped me today.
No, I stopped you not because of the calories. I stopped you because if you ate a third cookie, you would actually just fall asleep. Like right there.
All right, I have a tendency, shout out to the people that know me, I fall asleep in pretty much every class I've ever been in. Not out of, like, you know, disrespect or anything. I just simply can't stay awake. And we found that there's a correlation between the amount of calories I intake and the type of calories I intake.
Yeah.
With how fast or strongly I fall asleep.
Like, if it's, like, I mean, any pastry.
This is fair.
Like, it's mostly, like, super heavy food, I would say. Yeah. Like
your mac and cheeses of the world.
Yeah, mac and cheese. Any, I said before, any pastry.
Yeah. Enough cookies.
Yeah.
But two I found is, like, fine.
Two is good.
It's enough to keep me going.
Especially with milk.
Yeah. Sometimes I have a bowl of cereal, but then I won't get cookie. No, I'll still get cookie.
Yeah. I actually, I've been really on this thing where I make a piece of toast and put peanut butter and cinnamon and honey on it. And it's really good. And,
really?
And bananas sometimes.
Oh, speaking of toast, to the person, I know your name, but I'm not going to expose. Actually, I'm going to expose you. Molly, what's her
name?
Okay. Oh, sorry. Don't expose it.
No, that's too late.
Okay, this person out there in the world. I'm not going to say your last name. There's a lot of Mollies on Lafayette campus. I know you broke the toaster in Upper, and I am upset. Yeah. I am triggered. I'm going to use all my power in this world to ostracize you.
I'm just going to say the least funniest thing that has ever happened in my life is when somebody put peanut butter in the toaster, and they shut the toaster down for 4 days. 4 days. Like, I felt... I almost brought my panini press to the dining hall. So I could toast my own bread.
You have no idea what you wrought. The pain. The sheer, just sheer torment. Can you imagine a young boy named Chad walking to Upper one morning?
You called yourself old like 5 minutes ago.
Okay, stop.
Stop. Oh, we're getting a call.
Okay, someone else is calling. I think this might be GJ again. Hello?
Hi.
You're speaking with DJ TNC. How are you? Who's this?
I'm good. How are you?
Is this Jija?
Yes, this is.
Hello. Welcome back.
Hey, I was looking for advice.
Oh, you want some advice? What can we help you with?
I just was listening and I heard that you guys were doing advice. So, okay, so I'm going to do a little backstory. So I went to the casino with my boyfriend and his friend.
Yes.
And his friend put down $75 on a roulette table. And so I was just wondering, and I put $60 down on the blackjack. So I was just wondering if you had any advice, because we ended up losing it. Losing it all.
Wait, okay.
I'm not sure if this is radio talk. I don't know if you guys have this advice, but I was just asking for a friend.
All right. Good question. Thanks for asking.
Very good question, yeah.
Yeah, so I think... So you said this friend put $75, like all of the 75 on roulette?
Yeah, I'm not sure how much he actually bet, but I'm going to guess around. No, maybe not. I'm not sure.
But still, like, a significant amount of money.
Yeah, it was a significant amount, all on roulette. Is that a good move? Does he need advice?
Yeah, I think... I feel like he does need advice in more than just gambling.
Oh.
I'd say maybe, like, space out where you put your money. I mean, I'm not much of a gambler, but, like, if you know your luck, if you know...
I'm just a rookie out here. That's why I need advice.
Yeah, as, I wouldn't consider myself an expert gambler, but, yeah, if you know you're, like, generally an unlucky person...
Maybe don't put all your eggs in one basket.
Yeah.
I feel like it. Yeah, no, definitely.
From my experience with the casino, I usually go pretty even, because I do this thing where I start with the penny slots. Or maybe even the quarter slots. The penny slots are kind of trash, but if you do like the quarter slots, you can like get a sense of, like, you know, the machine. Usually you like lose like $2 or $3 and then you win like 8. So like if you do that enough times, you like dip out. And, like, you can usually make about, like, $20 to $30 per machine.
Wow.
And just, I think the biggest thing about gambling is knowing when to pull out. Because that's, like,
definitely.
Like, the biggest thing is, like, you expect to win. Like, at the end of the day, like, you're at some point you're going to get lucky and you're going to win. But the trap is when you think that, oh, like, I just won, I'm going to use this money to make more money. And
yeah,
I think
you get that gambler's high.
Exactly. You need to pull out at that moment and just go try your luck at a different machine. And if you're not lucky there, maybe go back. But definitely space it out.
Yeah. Am I allowed to ask one more question about if it had to do with your what calories don't count?
Oh yeah, of course.
So this is Kayla's listening. Kayla's right next to me, actually.
Hi, Kayla.
So we were just discussing. So if you have a 5-pound bag of Sour Patch watermelon, does that count? Because it's like the 5-pound bag. Like,
Okay, so
are we talking like, or do only the little bags count?
Yeah. Okay. So here's my take on it, because I have like a similar situation, but with like goldfish. So like those like big tubs of goldfish.
Oh, I've never had a tub before. Wow.
Like you know, like the ones that are like really big, like the big boxes of goldfish. Like,
yeah. I used to get bazooka tubs, but not goldfish.
I don't really know what to call it, but so it's like the huge box. And then there's, like, packets of goldfish. I say that if when you're eating out of, like, the huge box, that doesn't count because, like, you literally just can't control yourself.
Yeah, I totally agree.
But, like, the packets count because they're, like, specifically portioned.
Right? Yeah.
So that's my take on it. I would say it's a similar take with your Sour Patch watermelons.
Yeah, it does. Okay, cool. I was just wondering, you know, chowing down on them, might as well ask.
Yeah, for sure. No, I appreciate that. I'm going to add that to my list, honestly.
Thanks. Cool.
Thank you. You actually just benefited
thanks
us.
Thanks, guys, for the advice and for the calories that don't count. Appreciate it.
Sure, of course.
Yeah.
I'll keep listening.
Thanks for tuning in.
Thanks. Yeah, thanks for calling.
Have a nice one.
All right. Have a nice night.
Should we play another song?
We're going to play one more song, and then we'll have a quick ad and then maybe an outro. Thanks, guys.
this year, make a tax-deductible contribution that can change a life. Every 8 minutes, the American Red Cross responds to a disaster, providing emergency shelter, hot meals, and financial support to families in need. But we depend on your end-of-year donations to do this critical work. Donate to the American Red Cross before midnight December 31st and help us for hope to a family with nowhere else to turn. Visit redcross.org or call 1-800-RED-CROSS to make a donation that will change someone's life. Did you know that if a fire starts in your home, you only have 2 minutes to safely escape? That's why it's important to have working smoke alarms and test them monthly. You should also develop an escape plan and practice that plan so everyone in your family can get out in less than 2 minutes. A home fire can strike anywhere, anytime, devastating families, but we can change that. Make your plan today. The American Red Cross has other tools to help keep your family safe. Visit redcross.org to learn more. Thanks. Those were just some ads.
So yeah, I think we're nearing the end of our show. Any closing remarks, T? Or how you feeling?
I would just say, like, I mean, we're gonna be on same time next week, so, like, if you have any, like, requests, suggestions, recommendations, totally reach out, so we can kind of, like, plan something.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Yeah.
In that same note, you're listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. We are Calories That Don't Count. I am DJ C, and this is DJ T. We have a caller, actually, so let's see what they're on about.
Chad.
Hello?
Hello, Chad, it's me.
Hi.
What's up? Is this place calling?
So, hey, how's it going?
In that same note, you're listening to WJRH.
It's good. How are you?
We're good. We were doing our outro. What's up? How's it going?
I know. I'm listening to you talk right now, but you're, like, also talking on the phone. I don't get how that's happening.
Well, there's a delay when it comes to the actual show and what we say.
12 seconds.
It's weird, right?
So how's it going?
So Pauline, what's up?
I have a funny thing that I think you guys should do. I have a request.
Oh, for sure. What is it?
And it's not like we're friends or anything like that, but I have some quizzes that I want to see if I can guess your favorite cereal based on your taste in movies.
Are you taking a BuzzFeed quiz right now?
Like, maybe.
You're taking a BuzzFeed quiz.
All right. I mean,
who wants to do it?
Do you want
to?
Sure.
Yeah, you know.
Should I do it?
Yeah.
All right. Give me your best.
All right. Pick a comedy. The Hangover, Step Brothers, Anchorman, or Superbad?
A comedy? The Hangover, Step Brothers, Anchorman, or Superbad? I'm going to go Step Brothers.
Ooh, interesting choice. Okay. Next, pick a Christmas movie. Elf, A Christmas Story.
Christmas.
Miracle on 34th Street, or Christmas Vacation?
Say those all again. I've not watched any of them. I'm joking. Elf.
Okay. Oh, man. You had me going there for a second.
Honestly, I'm not the biggest Christmas guy, so that was a stretch.
All right. Pick a Disney movie. Lion King, Moana, Toy Story, or The Incredibles?
Lion King.
Very nice. Very nice. All right. Pick a scary movie. Get Out, The Shining, Halloween, or It?
I don't think I've seen any of those.
You can ask Pete for help.
I'm spooked now.
Do you get spooked really easily?
Like, really easily. Can we skip that one?
No!
The only one I've seen is It.
Alright, let's go with It.
I can't go to the bathroom at night anymore. I hold it till the morning.
She's not joking.
Oh, boy. All right, last one. Pick a drama. Forrest Gump, Titanic, The Pursuit of Happiness, or A Star is Born?
Oh, The Pursuit of Happiness. I love that. That's probably my favorite movie of all time.
Are you ready to find out what your favorite cereal is?
Yeah, give it to me.
Apparently it's Captain Crunch. I'm guessing it was wrong.
What is your favorite cereal?
What do you think it is?
Frosted Flakes.
Yeah, that's my favorite cereal.
What's my favorite cereal?
I kind of want to just say Raisin Bran.
Yikes.
What's your favorite cereal?
Well, hard to choose. But if I had to, like, gun to my head, I had to choose Cocoa Puffs.
How did I know that? Oh my god. Wait.
Really? You knew that? Then why didn't you guess?
Because we've been on a Raisin Bran, like, tear.
Okay, so, like, the dining hall doesn't...
all that upper hat.
I was going to say, like, the dining hall doesn't really have a lot to offer, so I kind of have to get excited about the small things.
I just remembered. Sorry, I messed up.
It's okay.
But, yeah. Is that it, Colleen?
Yep, that's all I had.
Thanks for calling.
That was wonderful.
You sparked a lot of, like, conversation, honestly.
Yeah. Try to call earlier next time.
Yeah, sorry. I kind of lost.
It's okay. We kind of have that effect on people.
Yeah,
like,
you just start listening.
Yeah.
Just don't really know.
I completely forgot that I was planning on calling in. So next time, though, I'll have quizzes ready.
For sure. Quizzes ready. I look forward to it.
It's good. It's quality content. all right, thanks, Colleen.
Thanks, guys.
Bye. I don't know how to hang up. Okay.
Yeah, so that was our friend Colleen.
That's fun.
Yeah, I love cereal.
Apparently your favorite cereal is Cocoa Puffs. I mean,
that's not apparent.
Well, okay, fine.
Okay, I'm sorry.
That was aggressive. Jeez.
I'm sorry.
Tell me how you really feel. I'm sorry. I messed up. Jeez.
It's okay.
We're not fighting.
Yeah. All right. So tune in next week.
My phone just died.
Okay. So tune in next week. Tune in next week. I guess we can continue off of this conversation. you are listening to, I'm just going to say it again. You're listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. We are Calories That Don't Count. I am T.
I am C.
Yeah, thanks for listening. DJ C. We'll see you next week.
Have a good night, peeps.